Chapter 9 The Laughingstock of the Imperial Capital Translator. Bane unedited. The maid in the Kaiwei Pavilion, Ning Kui, was busy adding hot water to the large red wooden bathtub, steaming water vapor, in the embroidered apricot sky rain silk screen behind the dense lingering, the whole room is shrouded in a white mist of water. Feng Xiaowei is highly skilled in medicine, but now the body can't move, and can only hope on Wen Shu Lai. I hope it's not a quack doctor with a vain name. She waited calmly, memories of the original owner's life surfaced in her mind. The continent she was on, called the Green Lotus Continent, had a total of 24 countries, and this was Longchamp City, the imperial capital of the Purple Cloud Country. She was the eldest lady of the Feng family, originally a bright pearl, but because of some headaches since childhood with a chronic disease, resulting in her inability to concentrate on anything, reduced to the imperial capital's laughing stock. In addition, she was weak and sickly. Even if she wanted to practice martial arts, it was a nightmare. Her biggest advantage is that she looks beautiful, and is the first beauty of the Purple Cloud Country. Just wanting to see Miss Feng is not easy, because she is worthless according to rumors. Many men want to marry her for nothing more than greed for the Feng family's wealth and status, so many pursued with ill intent. Feng Xiaowei's heart was also in very low self-esteem. Many of the world's young ladies have ostracized her. Only the Gong family young lady and her were close, so she hollowed out her heart and lungs to make friends with her, thinking that is her good sister. She did not know that her good sister wanted her to lose her reputation. After drinking the wine that was drugged by Gong Xiaoshen, the poison accumulated in Feng Xiaowei's body was triggered and she died from lack of breath. Grandpa, is there that thing in the palace? When Feng Jumu saw Elder Feng return, he hurriedly greeted him and asked. No, Elder Feng shook his head, and his whole person seemed to have aged several years. Feng Xiaowei was his favorite granddaughter, and the thought that he would lose her was hard to bear in his heart. Eldest young master, I heard that the Shen family's treasure pavilion has all kinds of exotic treasures, perhaps there is this item. Butler Old Zhou spoke up. I will go there personally. Feng Jumu smiled and thought it made sense, so he rushed to the Shen family's treasure pavilion in the wind and dust. The Shen family was the richest in the Purple Cloud Country, and their treasure pavilion collected many precious things. It was just that the Shen family and the Feng family were two rival families with difficult grudges, so at first he didn't think of going to the Shen family for medicine. Yo, isn't this the great General Feng? I don't know what wind has blown you here to us. A man in fancy clothes with bandages on his head walked out with a big belly and a nose in the air look. When he saw his enemy, his face showed a strong hostility. Last month he took a fancy to a woman and dragged her to the alley to occupy her, but the woman killed herself leaving a corpse. He wanted to spend money to settle the matter, but he met Feng Jumu and was almost crippled, but fortunately the Shen family's offerings came in time. Shen Ronggui, I came here today to ask for Jasper Bamboo Heart. Your Shen family opened the door for business, you won't turn away the guest, right? Feng Jumu jumped off his horse. That handsome appearance attracted the attention of countless women. As the head of the Imperial Dragon Guards, he was brave, warlike and heroic, a dream lover in the hearts of young girls. Our gathering treasure pavilion naturally welcomes guests, but Great General Feng is not a guest of our Shen family. To be honest with you, we have a 100-year Jasper Bamboo Heart in our gathering treasure pavilion. Shen Ronggui said smugly, seeing Feng Jumu's ugly face, he was overjoyed. What would it take for you to sell the Jasper Bamboo Heart to me? Feng Jumu clenched his fist and held back the anger in his heart. No one will try to buy this Jasper Bamboo Heart today. If you want to rob it by force, I will let someone destroy it. Shen Ronggui hated Feng Jumu to the bone, and when he saw that he wanted this item, he deliberately did not give it. Shen Ronggui, don't go too far. Feng Jumu's eyes were round. That thing can save his sister's life. Today he had to get it no matter what. Excessive? Why don't I feel excessive? If General Feng really wants it, he should kneel down in front of everyone and kowtow to me in the street and admit his mistake. Shen Ronggui reached out his hand and pointed to the ground.